This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
All right, we have another astonishing case of the medical police state. This time, the incident occurred in Chandler, Arizona, where police broke down the door, a SWAT team, an armed force, broke down the door in the middle of the night, kidnapped a child from the mother because the child had a fever. And so this stemmed from a case where a doctor, this is my understanding of it, a doctor had been told that the child had a fever, and the doctor had recommended that the mother take the child to an emergency room. The mother monitored the child, the fever broke and began to subside. And plus, she said, she later told news reporters that it would cost her $2,500 for the emergency room visit, which is not unreasonable these days. I mean, it's not uncommon. It is unreasonable, but it is not uncommon. And so given the extreme costs, and she says she did not even have the money and the child's fever was subsiding, she chose not to take the child to the emergency room because, you know, she's the parent. It's a reasonable thing. You can decide what's appropriate. So the doctor called Child Protective Services, and Child Protective Services called a SWAT team. And so a SWAT team raided this woman's house in Chandler, Arizona. I mean, an armed, kick in your front door, raid, kidnap your child, put you in handcuffs, that kind of raid. Wow. And this is on the heels of what happened in New York, Rockland County, I believe, Rockland, New York. Over the last few days, a medical martial law was declared there where the county head, a guy named Ed Day, declared that anybody 18 years or under who was not vaccinated would be arrested and sentenced to prison for up to 6 months. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, WTF, right? Well, look back, listen back to the podcast that I've done over the last few years, because of course I've warned that this was coming. I've warned about this. It's called medical kidnapping. This breaking in your front door and the police, you know, doing an armed SWAT raid. And given that this is a repeated pattern, I've got some questions about this. Number one, why did the police SWAT team think this was an acceptable assignment? Weren't the police told there's a child with a fever? You're gonna raid a home and break down the door and have all your AR-15s all with your laser, your IR sights and everything over a child with a fever? Really? Don't you have some drug houses to go bust up somewhere? Aren't there actual felons running around Chandler, Arizona? No, you got to terrorize this mother and her infant because the child had a fever. Don't you realize that this underscores, I mean, this teaches parents don't even call the doctor. Because if you don't do what the doctor wants you to do, the doctor is going to call a SWAT team on you. So the doctor is insane. Child Protective Services is insane. And the SWAT team members are insane. And what they did is so damn dangerous. How did they know that this mother wasn't armed? Or that she wasn't living with the father or her husband or a boyfriend who maybe when their door is kicked in at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it was, maybe her boyfriend or husband picks up an AR-15 rifle believing that they are under attack by a bunch of drug zombies, a bunch of tweakers. And it's not difficult to see that cops could get shot. Now, how would that look on your tombstone as a cop? Shot in the head, saving a child from a fever. Wow. You know, I know a lot of cops, and I've spoken highly of cops over the years, and I support local law enforcement, but not this. And I got to say to all the cops listening, because I know I have a lot of cops who listen to my podcast, and I, I appreciate your service and what you do for your local communities. I do. But this is stupid. You go on a raid to save a child from a fever. You're putting your life at risk. You're putting the child's life at risk and the mother's life at risk. All for what? To stop a fever, really? Is this what you train for? Is this what you're all geared up for with all your TAC gear? You got your extra Magpul magazine. What's that, in case 30 rounds isn't enough to deal with the fever? What if it's a really high fever? You might need a 60-round magazine or something. Who knows? Maybe you should get an M203 grenade launcher on your AR-15 in case that fever gets really out of control. I bet you feel really great about all your tactical training now that you've been deployed against fevers. Gosh, what's next? You gonna send you out on a chickenpox raid, too? Yeah. How about a measles sniper course? Yeah, what's next? They're going to send you out to stop people who have sexually transmitted diseases? We'll call it the STD SWAT patrol. There you go. Go get yourself some gonorrhea and bring it into the jail cell for booking. Yeah, there you go. It's a disgrace. You can't even call yourself a police officer. You're running around raiding people's homes to stop a child with a fever. I mean, give me a break. I mean, surely there are actual criminals that need to be dealt with somewhere in the city. But this is what the cops have become now, sadly, under the medical police state. Oh, I forgot to mention, the media is reporting that the child is unvaccinated. So that's probably the whole reason right there. It's probably a terror raid to terrorize a mother who did not vaccinate her infant. That's probably the real story here. Probably the doctor called Child Protective Services and said, oh, this is Dr. Know-It-All. And, well, we got a mom here who refuses to vaccinate her infant child. The child has a fever. I need you to deploy a SWAT team. And Child Protective Services is like, oh, yeah, we got to feel important. We got to make sure that people know that we're the boss. So they call up the police. 911 operator, what's your emergency? This is Child Protective Services. There's a child with a fever and a non-compliant mother. 911, be like, how many armed men would you like us to deploy there? And Child Protective Services would be like, all of them. How many you got? Send them all. It's a fever. Could get out of control. Could be contagious. Might be a public health hazard. This is what it's come to. I mean, society is run by morons. Pardon my language, but these people are insane. At every level of this, somebody should have said, this is an insane operation here. We should be deploying SWAT teams against, you know, crack dealers or meth heads or whatever. You know, hard drug dealers, heroin dealers. Not children with fevers. Oh my God, it's an infant. It's an infant. Hey, cops, did you wear your infant-proof ballistic vest? Because, you know, those infants can really, they can cause a lot of damage to you. You better bring your infant-proof ballistic vest and your infant helmet. And your infant tactical gloves. Yeah. Did you get your infant tactical gloves? Because they can bite, or at least they can suckle, I've heard. Infants can suckle you to death. They latch on with their lips. They can suckle your trigger finger into non-use status. So you better wear your suckle defense against those infants. Because, yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that cops now have military vehicles, surplus vehicles, like mine-resistant armored personnel carriers, so that they can be safely deployed to deal with infant fevers. Those fevers might spread. This is part of the mass hysteria of the media. Everything's like this crazy hysteria now. Everything's got to be an emergency. Everything, the government has to tell you what to do. The government has to run your life. The government has to put a gun in your face and make you do something because it's an emergency. You know what? I hope this mother or family, if it is a whole family, I hope they sue the police of Chandler, Arizona for $1 billion. And I hope they sue Child Protective Services. And I hope they sue that doctor. A doctor who swore an oath, the Hippocratic Oath, to try to save lives. You know, first do no harm. Remember that? But I guess they should replace that now with the new Hippocratic medical terrorism oath, which is first call the SWAT team. First call the SWAT team, because you never know. You never know if these infants might be, you know, contagious or something. It might be flinging Pampers at you. Hey, cops, did you bring your Pamper-proof, bulletproof vest too? You could walk into a scene and there could be a turd grenade thrown right at you by an infant flinging Pampers. Maybe I got an idea. Let's take the Chandler Police Department and let's upgrade their training so they can dodge baby turds. Turd flinging infants obstacle course. Because if that's what they're going to be deployed to do now, the Chandler SWAT team members, you know, instead of, I mean, just throw away your mil-dot reticle. You don't need to understand ballistics of bullets anymore. You need to study the ballistics of flinging turds, because that's what's coming at you now if you're going to be raiding homes with infants who have fevers. You should go through a turd ballistics course, which might be fascinating all by itself, and then you should have an obstacle course where the citizens of Chandler, especially the moms, what they do is they line the sides of the obstacle course, and then you, the SWAT team members, you have to run through and dodge turds that are being thrown by angry moms with infants whose lives you have threatened by breaking in their doors in the middle of the night. Call this the SWAT team turd dodgeball game. How about that? We just call it like turd dodgeball for cops. And of course, most of you cops are so overweight, you can't even dodge flying turds. You're gonna get pampered, so to speak, during that obstacle course. And we should put that all on YouTube. You know, just have a video of you. And we can have the infant resistance brigade of babies with fully loaded diapers. How about a 30-round diaper magazine aiming at the cops? There you go. That's a real threat to the police right there. Yeah, these people are totally insane. But you know, they actually deserve a couple of turd shots right in the face, frankly, for what they did. I just hope they get sued, and I hope the family wins. But there you go. More medical tyranny, medical police state in America. That's how it works. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. And if you live in Chandler, Arizona, and you have an infant, I guess you probably shouldn't call the doctor, because they might sick the SWAT team on you. Thanks for listening. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.